Blog Talk Radio.
Also today, he was from Illinois also,
Drew Pearson. He was a muckraker who worked with Jack Anderson, and Jack Anderson wrote an article about me, and I will put it up another day. Anyway, we have a little audio excerpt where Drew Pearson talks about, of all people, Elvis Presley, but it's not quite ready because it's being uploaded from our archives. And then let's see who else today. We have Vorster. Baltasar Vorster was one of the original families that came, Calvinists, who came to South Africa and set themselves up. Now, in the early part of the colonialization and settlement of South Africa, there was mixing, jumping over the back fence, and intermarrying or having sexual relationships with Africans. And, of course, you see light skin or chocolate South Africans today, and even carry Dutch names. So Vorster was one of, after World War II, the nationalists came to power in South Africa, and they imposed apartheid, and Vorster was one of the worst, V-O-R-S-T-E-R, was one of the worst people in that party, one of the worst politicians. I think he was attorney general. Very strict apartheid laws were passed under his administration. I think he was later assassinated by a Greek, if I'm not mistaken. Also today, with some birthdays, interestingly, we have George Shultz, who was Secretary of State in the Reagan administration, and he's still around today. We also have Dick Van Dyke, actor. And we have, I can't even read this one, just the name. Richard Darryl Zanuck, who is the son of Darryl Zanuck, the great producer, director of many films such as The Longest Day. And he was born in Wahoo, Nebraska, as well as Howard Hanson. I guess when you come out of a place like Wahoo, you got to do something. Among the deaths today, Grandma Moses, or Anna May, she died when she was over 100, great photographer and painter here in our history of our country, and a great World War II admiral who was at the Battle of Midway, Admiral Raymond Spruance. In the movie Midway, I think Spruance, the role was played by Ford, great actor. Now, among the events today, Drake set sail to do his circumnavigation of the world. It's in 1577. In 1642, New Zealand was discovered by Abel Tasman, a Dutchman, and that's where you get the name Tasmanian Sea and Tasmania. Also, the first music store was set up on this date in 1759 and set up in, of all places, Philadelphia. And, of course, that is the city which has the great Philadelphia Orchestra, one of the finest orchestras ever. Created and still playing in the United States. In 1769, Dartmouth College was set up. In 1774, as 2 years before the actual revolution, the first incident was 400 colonials attacked the Fort William and Mary. Also, in 1816, the first patent for a dry dock was given to a guy named John Edmonston. And this is the Christmas season, and in 1843, Dickinson wrote his Christmas Carol. It was published on this date. And if you ever eat ice cream cones, although a lot of them are in cups these days, I don't know if this guy invented gelato, but the guy who invented the ice cream cone was named Italo Marchionne, not Marconi, but Marchionne. And also, let's see, what other debts do we have today? Let me get this out here. We have, still getting over this cold. We have Woodrow Wilson in 1918, was the first president to go to Europe, and he was at the Paris Peace Conference where he tried to impose his 14 points, and that didn't go over very well. And did you ever have a clip-on tie in 1928? That was invented. And, of course, in 1939, we had the infamous battle off of the River Plate in Uruguay between the German pocket battleship Graf Spee, which destroyed 10 British ships, and then the British caught up with him at the Battle of the River Plate, and he scuttled his ship, although he inflicted a lot of damage. And it was claimed on this date in 1941 that the British aircraft carrier Ark Royal was torpedoed. And then also the Dutch Nazis, Sess Inquart, who was an Austrian lawyer who was the Gauleiter of Holland and one of the people behind this bicycle agenda, restricting people to bicycles. He allowed this guy, Anton Mussert, to set himself up as the head of the Dutch Nazi government in Holland. And, of course, in 1961, and this relates to Argentina, the death penalty was called for and imposed on Adolf Eichmann after his abduction in Buenos Aires and taken to Israel for trial. And he was convicted and hanged, and his ashes, he was burned, his corpse was burned, and his ashes were dumped over the Mediterranean. And also, it's not known, it's one of the problems we've had in Mexico. In 1964, the U.S.-Mexican border was reshaped by an explosion set off by the Mexicans, a different type of explosion. And we're going to play that interview, this comment by Drew Pearson, who is one of the great real journalists. Let's see if we can get this. It should be here. we got things still screwed up today, so let's see if we got it here. Drew Pearson, he may be at the bottom. We're still trying to get our new system worked up. Let's see if he's down here. Here we go. We'll play Drew Pearson's comment on Elvis Presley.
I suspect that some of you are going to be surprised at the subject of this telecast.
Oh, this is screwed
you
up.
You figure I'm supposed to diagnose political situations.
I think we'll pass on Drew and we'll pay him another time. But here is Abraham Lincoln dancing with, I think, Mary Todd, since it's her birthday. This is a clip from one of the movies.
Oh, yes, of Springfield, Mr. Abraham Lincoln.
Mr. Lincoln?
Miss Todd, I wonder if you'd honor me with the next dance.
Well, that was Raymond Massey, who was born in Canada and is from the famous Canadian tractor family, Massey Ferguson. And also they bought, interestingly, an Illinois company which made tractors called John Deere. Most of our people who portrayed Lincoln were not born in the United States. The last portrayal of Lincoln, Daniel Day-Lewis, he was born in Ireland and English extraction, and his grandmother is a Jewish heritage from Lithuania. Also, the father of John Huston, Walter Huston, was one of the first people to play, first individuals to play the role of Abraham Lincoln. Only one American recently, besides Henry Fonda, played Abraham Lincoln. And then we have one other guy who, his name escapes me, played Abraham Lincoln also. But a lot of the portrayals of Abraham Lincoln have been by people who were not born in the United States. We're going to end the episode because we just switched to this computer and it's not quite right. Or maybe I'll play something else here. Woody Guthrie, or his son, this is the anniversary of Alice's Restaurant. I think this this birthday song is appropriate.
This land is your land, and this land is my land, from the California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. As I went a-walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway, saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. I roamed and rambled, and I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. All around me a voice was sounding, this land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling in the wheat fields waving and the dust clouds rolling. The voice was chanting as the fog was lifting, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, and this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from Redwood Forest to Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, and the dust clouds rolling, the voice coming chanting, fog was lifting, this land was made for you and me.
Well, we'll end on this Friday the 13th. Not that good a day for the 13th for us today, because we're still having a little problem. Anyway, we'll end with our usual politics and poker. We will be back Monday, probably at 4:30. I have another medical procedure. And have a safe weekend. And you people back east, stay safe. Try to keep warm. And this is Peter Paul Brazola, and we'll end with our usual politics and poker.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Okay, Tony, what are you going to do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too.
Hit me with a kick. Ready?
Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big Ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush, nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one, I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, better.
Politics and poker, politics and poker, shuffle up the cards and find the joker. Neither game's for children, neither game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play, not to bet,
when to call a bluff.
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Paratrace.
Bet 'em.
Little trays, good as gold.
I'll say.
Raise your five.
I'll call.
I'll hold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Panyashinkovich. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen, and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot! That's me!
Politics and poker! Politics and poker! Playing for a pot that's mediocre! Politics and poker! Rubbing neck and neck! If politics seems more predictable, that's because usually you can stack the deck! Politics and poker! Politics and poker! Makes the average guy a heavy smoker! That's a nominee, and give him a regard! And watch while he learns that in poker and politics, brother, you gotta have that slippery, haphazardous commodity!
Back Monday at about 4:30 is Peter Paul Brizola. Have a safe weekend. Stay warm. Good night.